Abba Father, I thank you for your word. I give you all the praise, and I lift you on high. Have your way this morning. Speak to us. Heal us. Deliver us. Strengthen us. I thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer. In the officious name, amen. Welcome again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional, CDD. And today happens to be the 12th episode of the Walking Voice. It's a year of the Walking Voice, the voice that walk it. And the 12th episode, we are dealing with the principle of Eden, part 10. Principle of Eden, part 10. We are going to look at the conclusion part of the parts 8 and 9, so as to deal with the levels of obedience, the steps to obedience, and act of fellowship. We will take all the principles one by one and deal with, starting from the end, that is obedience, to the first, which is principle of fellowship. People of the way, the Lord has been good. Abba Father did not hide himself from us, for he has revealed himself to us these few weeks. We saw, by the special grace of the Lord, yesterday, how he protects us by giving us instruction. And his word and his commandment is a protection. His word is a fence. So he who breaks Yahweh's word is actually exposing himself to danger. The enemy will strike you, he will bite you. And the poison of the bite of the serpent will cause you to die. You can't walk with him. The Bible says, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent, which is in Genesis 3 verse 15. And the serpent will bite the heel. So your heel is very important when it comes to walking and running the race of faith. You can't be on the ground and fight the good fight of faith. You can't have a broken heel and run the race of life. Precious people of the way, many heels have been bruised, have been beaten by the enemy because the head was broken. So we saw that ye who stay in the word will enjoy covering. And Satan has a way of causing us to lose our places in him by breaking his word. He is good in taking places of people because he lost his place in heaven. His anger is now towards us just to take our place. So he took the place of Adam. He has taken the place of man, and he is in charge of the colony of heaven called Earth. and he is colonizing, influencing the earth with his culture and not culture of heaven. So we have to stay in the word. We have to obey his word in order to remain in him. Lawlessness does not exist in Christ. In Eden, you can't be lawless and you will be entertained. He kicked him out. Yahweh had created man in his image. Yahweh had created man first in his image. But he sacked him. He had not created many Adams and many Eves. But when they became lawless in the Garden of Eden, he kicked them out. He drove them away. Lawlessness does not exist in Eden, in his presence, in Christ. Because that is what protects you. That is what keeps you. That is the source of your strength. That you can only survive in him. There is no protection anywhere. You don't need a bulletproof. You need a wordproof. If you study well the whole armor of Christ, it is about the word of Yahuwah. It is about the word of God. People of the way, no matter where you find yourself, bulletproof cannot keep Satan away. You need the word so as to remain in him, lest he will take your place. The most striking word in Revelation is when the Bible says, let no one take your crown. If you check the horns and the head of the beast in Revelation, he's wearing crowns. Where did he get all those crowns from? So he is in the business of taking the place of people. That is why, that is his character. He wanted to be like the Messiah. He wanted to take the place of our Abba Father. He wanted to take his place. So you should know the character of him. That is why he uses his gifts. He uses his anointing, because he's an anointed cherub. Isaiah 14. Ezekiel 28, the prophet prophesied about him. Beware, lest he will take your place. Now, today, as the conclusion part of this very topic, so as to start and go one after the other in details, we are going to look at something in Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, the verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter number 10. The verse 8. Let us quickly look at something there. What a wise man said about the breaking of the hedge. Ecclesiastes 10, the verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. If you break an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. How? Remember, when they broke the commandment of the Lord on the wilderness, the Lord allowed serpent to bite them. What was the hedge on the wilderness? There was no physical hedge. The people of the way, the Bible is clear, they broke his word. They disobeyed him. There was an act of lawlessness on the wilderness. Listen to me, it is dangerous to break his word because you are in him. The breaking of his word is breaking or attacking his person, because he is his word. Let's go to Hebrews 6, verse 18. Hebrews 6, the verse 18. Hebrews 6, the verse 18. Let us look at something there. Let us look at what Apostle Paul also said. Hebrews chapter number 6, the verse 18. Hebrews 6, verse 18. The Bible says that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might be a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us. All right. God cannot tell lies, and so his promises and vows are two things that can never be changed. It can't change. No matter what, you can't change. You can't break it. Let's look at something in Matthew 15, verse 3. Matthew 15, the 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 verse 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also break the commandment of God by your tradition? Many people are breaking the word, attacking Yahuwah on our way, because the breaking of the hedge is the breaking of the word, and the breaking of the word is breaking of Yahuwah. So when Moses broke the tablets, if you go and check the wording of Yahuwah, he had to now go back for a replacement. Remember, there were two. The tablets, they were two. Now, there are many people who are careless in breaking Yahuwah's word, because they think that the word is just something. No. So they break his word because of their traditions. Many, especially this generation, our traditions, our customs have become that which is an excuse in breaking Yahuwah's word. And we are exposing ourselves to danger. Check any generation, very traditional, any generation which, live by the customs of men, the customs, they go by their tribal customs, traditions. Any marriage that is rooted in traditions can never escape the attack of the enemy. Because that is when the marriage is exposed. So look at many marriages that went the way of, traditional way of marriage, which is not rooted in scripture. Divorce rate has increased. People married today, the next week, the next month, they divorce. Why? Men are breaking the hedge. They are breaking the law of Yahuwah. The word of God. They are breaking God. Because John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So because of the culture, because of customs, because of traditions, they break his word. What were they doing? They were worshiping and singing to a golden calf. This is a golden calf. A calf, an idol, which was molded with gold. So it is connected to money. Every generation, okay, that is rooted in idolatry can never obey the Lord's commandment. They break edge. And idolatry, rare idolatry, is not this graven image people are bowing down to in villages. The real one is called Mammoth. That always leads to the breaking of Yahweh's commandments. When you read Exodus 32 verse 19, you read the narration of the breaking of the commandments, and you go to Deuteronomy 9:15, you will see explanation how the tablets were broken before the people of Israel. So it was a golden calf, and the commandment was coming before the word will come. For them to now look like Yahweh, Satan has come in, and they were already worshiping Mammoth, the god of money. It was a golden calf. And the Bible says they were singing. They were so happy. They were praising. There was noise. There was noise. They would look at it and they were praising and were enjoying themselves. So, you see, the so-called people are looking for money. They end up bowing down and serving, you know, Mammoth. They serve, you know, Satan. They become idolaters. And when they become idolaters, what can now be said of them? They are lawbreakers. Because the commandment, the tablet, was smashed in their presence, according to the explanation of Deuteronomy 9:15 going. And remember, they were singing the songs of the heathens. Remember, they were from Egypt. They were doing the things of the world. Anyone looking for money, serving money in this generation, is a lawbreaker. You look at how people get money. Some laws when it comes to some job places. Ask yourself, what are the values? The value system has broken. The value system cannot be said that it is Christian today. Because people are using any way, any means to get money. By so doing, they are breaking Yahweh's word. Today, if you don't look up to Mammoth, if you don't praise Mammoth, if you don't live according to the custom, all of them, including Aaron fasted it. Aaron, someone who has seen the hand of Yahweh, he joined. They were all doing it. So therefore, if you want to obey Yahweh, if you want to live within the borders of the word, live in Christ and never go into the word, you have to take your eyes off calf, the golden calf, Mammoth. When you pursue money in this generation and you don't take care, you will be a lawbreaker. And the scripture cannot be broken. You will now break the word of the Lord. Yahusha once told them, look, the scripture cannot be broken. You can't break the scripture, because the breaking of the scripture is the breaking of Yahweh. It is an attack on Yahweh. So many people in this generation, the reason why they cannot live in Eden, they are always, their names are in the book of life, the Lord spits them out or they go back into the world is because they are after money. They are looking up to golden calf. They are looking up to that which will bring them money. If you read a little about this golden calf, I pray that this year the Lord will grace us to be able to understand some of these things, especially this golden calf, because living Egypt is a type of living the world. Okay, and what traps us today is money, the god of money, and that is the golden calf. Because people will stop worshiping these small idols, they will not pay homage to, you know, they are no more traditionalists. They don't go by the traditions and the customs of their family, but you see that they are living by the laws of Mammon. They are going by the dictates of the golden calf. That is so serious. So they break this, the word of the Lord, the commandment of Abba Father, because of golden calf. Let's look at something in 2 Kings 17 verse 19. 2 Kings. Somebody help us. Second Kings chapter number 17, the verse 19. Okay, as we are waiting for that, let us look at something in Isaiah 24, the verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have broken the laws, changed the ordinance, broken everlasting covenants. What defiles the earth are the deeds of the inhabitants. What are their deeds? What are their lives that they break the law of Yahuwah? Have you seen how ordinances, how they have changed the ordinances? We, the inhabitants of the earth, we have defiled the earth. We have defiled the earth. You see, what defiles the earth is the breaking of Yahuwah's word, the breaking of the laws of the Most High, living not according to his instruction, not according to his will. In 2 Kings 17 verse 19, the Bible says, but they also disobeyed the Lord's command and acted like the Israelites. Remember, Judah and Israel, you know, the kingdom got divided. So they also followed the Israelites, that part. They followed them. Judah followed Israel. What were they doing? They did not keep his commandments, but walk according to the status, the lifestyle, the actions, how the Israelites lived. That's how they also lived. And they didn't know that they were breaking Lord's commandments. You see, there are some deeds you don't have to copy. There are some lifestyle. They call it culture. Some say, well, I am living in this part of the world, so I have to live according to that culture. You may have no idea. They may be breaking the commandment of the Most High. It is very important. You go to, they say when you go to Rome, you do as Rome people do. When you are going to marry in a certain family, you have to go by their traditions. If you go and live in a town, you have to go by how they live. But when you sit down and compare their lifestyles, you can see clearly that it is anti-kingdom culture. So they were called Israelites, God's people, covenant people, but their deeds are anti-Yahuwah's word. their deeds were off track. And they were acting that way. So Judah now also started living according to how the Israelites were living. And it is shocking to hear that the Bible says that they were breaking the commandment of the Most High. If you don't want to break his word, thereby breaking the hedge for the serpent to come in and bite you. When a serpent bites you, it goes straight to your heart. You die. That is why a soul that sins shall die. You die. So, don't learn the ways of the heathens. He told them, when you see the people, how they sing, how they worship me, how they marry, how they do their naming ceremony, don't learn their ways. That is their ways. You are to learn the way of your master, the way of your Lord, the way of the great I am. You have to walk according to that. Do you know that today we go to school to learn culture? Oh yes. You see, the way when people graduate from universities, when they complete colleges and schools, you know that they now develop a certain lifestyle. Ask yourself, check that lifestyle, no matter how good it is in the eyes of men, check whether it is in line with scripture. How they now do their things, is it in line with scripture? A thing can be good but not godly. It can be good but not biblical. A thing can look nice, in the eyes of men in this world, but not in the eyes of Abba Father. So, in fact, in Psalm 119 verse 126, the Bible says it is time for Yahweh to act because he have broken his commandments. That is serious. By inspiration, the psalmist, Psalm 119, the verse 126, he said it is time for him to act. How will he act? This is where I'm going to end. Precious people of the way, he said, it is time for thee, O Lord, to act, for they have made void your law. They have made void they have broken your word. So it is time for you to act. How? Yahweh act by removing himself, by leaving. And that is terrible. When the hedge, you see, let me explain something to you. If Yahweh quell himself back, leave the sin, leave you, move out, when he leaves you, there is no hedge. So Yahweh was still with the people of Israel. And they became so wicked, they continued to break the commandment of Abba Father. And the Lord acted. When he acted, when you continue reading the whole chapter, you will now see how they were exposed to danger because the hedge has been broken. It is not when you burn the hedge with fire, or you uproot them, break them into pieces. This is a proverb, a wise saying. In other words, when they say you have broken the law of Yahweh, the word of God, it's not referring to you now using a stone to break it. It is like you have disobeyed him. Then you break the hedge. In other words, he will leave the sin. And imagine God leaving you. You are exposed to danger. Let no one deceive you, my brother. Let no one deceive you. Real protection is in God. protection is in Yahweh, because he is the only one who neither sleep nor slumber. Employ a security man. He is human. Be very careful not to break the hedge, not to break the commandment of the Most High. Don't be selective. The way you saw the hedge as it has been erected around you, you did not build them. You are not wiser than Yahweh. Where you find yourself, live in the hedge like this. Live in the hedge like that. Don't break it. Don't replace them. You know, many replace the word of the Lord, pick and choose the one they love, but they don't know that the removing of one of the word is exposing yourself. Because in the ancient world, they build a hedge in such a way that from down to top, no space. You can't use any of them to enter. When you try, the serpent cannot enter. So imagine, that is why in Revelation it said, if you add or subtract, your name will be taken out from the book of life. Why? Because you'll be exposed. The Lord would take himself off. And when God is no more with you, you can imagine who will come to you. And when he comes in and bites your heel, you can't walk with him again. You will paralyze. And at the end of the day, the poison of sin will get to your heart. And when it gets to your heart, you die. When you die, it means total separation from the Most High. I'm ending. He is your hedge. He protects you. You are in him. You did not build the body. He said, I will build my church. The body that you are part of, that you can dwell in and be saved. When you are born again, you are born into God. You did not create God. You did not build the hedge. You did not plant Eden. The Garden of Eden was planted by God. Don't try to remove some stick away. Don't try to break and rebuild the fence. No, it is a crime. Obey him. Live for him. Walk according to his will. Don't go by the customs and traditions of men. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. Yahweh bless all of you. Please make sure that you share and introduce the Cool of the Day to friends and family. It will be published on all the podcast platforms: Samsung, Spotify, Google Podcast, and all the podcast platforms. Please make sure that you introduce it to someone. Today in the evening, 6 o'clock, we'll be having our service, my PhD service. The message for the day two in 52 days will be sent to the platform for you to also read. It will be on Facebook as well, so as to follow up. Make sure that you prayerfully read and pray all the prayer points. Follow with your heart and not just reading them. The Lord bless you. Take care of yourself and know that he is coming soon. He is your protector. He will keep you in him. And that day, we will make heaven. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye.